Early to rise, early to bed. And in between I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head. Going through life with blinders on, it's tough to see. I had to get up, get out from under and look for me. There's a new girl in town and she's looking good. There's a fresh freckle face in the
Pick it up, pick it up.
Without gloves? What is it?
Roast beef.
You're kidding.
Gas for rare.
I know, but that thing just stuck its tongue out at me. Give me a comment plate. Come on, give me a comment plate. Give me a comment plate.
Hi, Travis. What would you like?
Hey.
On the menu, on the menu.
Admit it, Alice. Eh? You do feel something for me.
Yeah. But then I take an Alka-Seltzer and it goes away.
Pardon me, I'm looking for...
Oh, it's right over there.
What's over there?
You know, the toy toy.
What? Oh, no. Mrs. Hyatt?
Do I look like Mrs. Hyatt?
I don't know. I never saw her.
Oh, well, you'd really like her. She's a lovely person.
Is she here?
Of course. She's the one with Alice on her chest.
A tattoo?
No, a name tag. Alice has Alice on her chest, Flo has Flo on her chest, and I have Vera on mine.
Yes, well, I'll find her.
If you're looking for a table, you ain't gonna find it there.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I'm looking for Mrs. Hyatt.
Well, she's over in Jaunty Junior's. This is the women's department here. Alice, there's a man here to see you.
Yeah.
Could we sit someplace?
What's up?
Oh, my name is Marion C. Bartlett. I'm with the Internal Revenue Service. May we sit someplace?
Sure, you want to sit here? What does that mean? You're a tax collector? What do you want with me?
Well, according to our records, Mrs. Hyatt, you and your husband, Donald, have been filing joint returns in previous years. But our records also show that you have not paid any tax for 1975.
Oh, well, you see, my husband used to take care of these things, but he was in a truck accident.
That's no excuse for not filing a return.
He was killed.
That's a little better. I didn't mean to say that it was better. I mean, the government might accept it if there's proper proof of death.
Proof? I think he's dead all right, or he would have said something when I buried him.
I would say you owe Uncle Sam in the neighborhood of $2,000.
I'd say you're in the wrong neighborhood. $2,000? I can't pay that.
Oh, I wish you hadn't said that.
Well, listen, you can't get blood from a stone.
Oh, we can. We can.
Look, Mr. Bartlett, I work 6 days, 9 hours a day, 50 hours a week.
54,
and I'm barely getting along now, me and my kid. I mean, we're in hock. How do you expect me to get the money?
Mrs. Hyatt, do you think that this is easy for me? I don't like my job. People hate me.
Oh, well, Mr. Bartlett, you're not exactly the welcome wagon, but I'm sure people don't hate you.
Children kick me. Dogs bite me. And that's in my own house. Well, I have a job to do, and I'm sorry. You're going to have to fill out this form and send in a check as soon as you possibly can. You have 1 week to do it. Good afternoon, Mrs. Hyatt.
Afternoon, yes. Good. Just went down the tubes.
Alice, you all right?
You look like you've been hit by a low-flying 747.
Try a 1040.
So anyhow.
Bartlett, Marion C. Bartlett, Internal Revenue Service.
Oh, thunder, Ration, he didn't see me counting up my tips, did he?
No way. He's too busy telling me Don didn't pay his taxes for 1975.
Is that bad? Only if you get caught.
Hey, what's the union meeting about?
Listen to this. Don didn't pay his taxes in 75, and I'm liable. $2,000.
$2,000? Oh, now, sugar, there's no way you're going to end up paying that much. Them tax guys are gloom and doom.
I have all their albums.
See, sugar, the secret is in the deductions.
Alice, Flo is right. There's all kind of deductible items and expenses. There's repairs, there's overhead, there's depreciation. There's entertainment. Charlie Coolidge over at the bank? He's got himself a boat on Lake Powell.
It's a beauty, sleep six.
Yeah. How'd you know?
Lucky guess.
Well, anyway, Charlie just put in a new deck on the boat. He just wrote it off.
That's deductible?
Of course. He entertains on the boat.
He sure does.
Another lucky guess? Listen, Don used to take care of all this stuff. I don't know how to fill out this form.
I can't fill out anything.
Maybe you can help me fill out this order.
Right. Maybe I should see a tax man.
Now, sugar, that's gonna cost you $50. It's no problem. I'll come over tonight and give you a hand. I do my returns every year. When I get through, you won't owe them a thing.
What if I still do?
We'll cheat. Now, we'll move on to the office expenses.
What office? Don was a truck driver. His office was in his glove compartment.
Well, honey, he had to do some work at home. Did he have a desk?
He used the kitchen table.
Oh, that's great. We'll write off the whole kitchen.
You can't do that.
Alice, honey, this is America. You can do whatever you want to. Long as they don't catch you.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Flo.
Oh, hi, Tiger. How's it coming?
Terrific. With luck, I'll be paroled in time for your wedding.
I don't see why people have to pay taxes anyway.
Well, honey, that's what keeps the government going. Without it, Washington would be in a real mess.
Oh, worse than we have now?
When you grow up, you're going to change all that when you become president.
No way. I want to be quarterback for the Rams.
You'd rather be a quarterback than the president?
Why not? It pays better.
Hey, you know, there's more to a job than just money.
Yeah, there's girls. And that's why I want to become quarterback.
Okay, now listen, Alice, honey. What was the biggest expense you had for 1975?
Oh, that's easy. Don's funeral. Here it is.
Boy, that was a big one. People sure make a living out of dying, don't they? Well, shoot, if I had a write-off like that every year, I'd never have to pay any taxes.
That means you'd have to bury your husband a year.
And believe me, honey, after a year with old Flo, they'd be looking forward to the vacation.
Here you go, kid.
Yeah? Tonight, Alice?
Not tonight, Travis. Thanks a lot.
Mrs. Hyatt.
Oh, Mr. Bartlett, did you get my return?
Yes, we got the return. Yes, they're still laughing downtown.
Excuse me, was something wrong?
Well, I thought I've seen everything, but this is the first time anyone tried to depreciate a turkey.
Well, a friend of mine thought it might be, you know, an entertainment deduction. Huh. What about the rest of it?
Oh, you're going to love Kansas in the summer.
What would I be doing in Kansas?
That's where Leavenworth is.
Alice, pick up.
Did we do okay on your return?
The turkey was a turkey. Come here. He's threatening me with Leavenworth.
Well, hell, Leavenworth don't scare me. That's a man's prison. Let me talk to you.
Give me a break, will you? And stay away from him. You talk to him, I'm liable to wind up in the chair.
Forgive me.
Oh, yeah. Okay?
Mrs. Hyatt, you've got to be kidding. But this whole thing is a shambles.
What does that mean?
About 10 years. Mrs. Hyatt, you can't deduct your own husband's funeral. It's just not allowed.
Are you saying that a funeral isn't deductible and Charlie Coolidge's boat is?
Why, sure, yes. He uses it for entertainment. And entertainment is a business deduction.
That's crazy. A boat is allowed and my husband's funeral isn't? Well, I certainly am learning something. Next time, I'll bury my husband in a 30-foot cabin cruiser.
Talking about entertainment, you have declared $200 here for lunches with business associates. Do you have the receipts?
No, Ronald McDonald only gives out balloons.
I'm sorry. I can't allow it. As a matter of fact, Mrs. Hyatt, I can't allow just about everything on this form. You've got a problem, Mrs. Hyatt. A very big problem.
How do we?
We just lost the business lunches.
Why?
No receipts.
Oh. Can you give us a couple of hours?
Will you go water the ketchup?
Gotcha.
Okay, the rest is fine. I can allow the truck maintenance. Yeah. Well, that changes the picture considerably.
You mean I don't owe anything?
Not quite.
How much is not quite?
About $1,200.
$1,200?
Well, it's better than $2,000.
Mr. Bartlett, you don't understand. To me, $1,200 is a fortune. I'm only a waitress here.
Do you think that I enjoy doing this? I told you I don't like it. Squeezing money out of people that really can't afford it. Like just last week, I had to collect $800 from a little old lady that lives in a one-room cold water apartment. She barely had enough to keep life and limb together. Her only asset was a 1948 DeSoto that she used in order to get to the doctor's office three times a week. Without it, she had to walk 12 miles each way. Mrs. Hyatt, the way she begged and pleaded with me, you should have seen that pitiful, pathetic face as I drove off in that car.
How could you do that? What did you say to her?
I said, Mom, it's my job. Well, somebody had to do it. And I thought it was nicer coming from her own son.
Mr. Bartlett, I don't have a DeSoto. What are you going to take from me, my son?
Well, the government doesn't take children. Not yet, anyway. No, I think the best thing for you to do is to recheck these figures, Mrs. Hyatt, and resubmit the form. And good luck.
Alice, honey, can I get you anything?
Yeah, a bus schedule to the Mexican border.
Stay away from my husband.
I promise. How'd you find out and who the hell are we talking about?
Not you. Her.
Her?
Her?
I followed him here. He just left. Oh, please, please, don't take Marion away from me.
Marion Bartlett?
I'm sorry. I know how difficult it is for women to control themselves. One look at Marion and they lose their hearts.
Marion Bartlett?
Those devilish eyes of his. That come hither look. Oh, women crumble.
Marion, Alice's Marion.
He's not my Marion.
I guess I'll go just to meatloaf.
I know we're both in love with the same man.
Mrs. Bartlett.
But you don't know what it's like living with a man with his charm, his charisma, his rich sexuality.
No, I don't. Mrs. Bartlett, no offense, but Marion is definitely not my type.
You're just not teasing me.
No, I swear to you.
Did you ever notice his eyes when he smiles? They crinkle up even more than Gregory Peck's.
That's cute, sweetheart. I have to go back to work, okay?
I'm sorry. I hope I didn't cause a scene.
No, certainly not. Here you go.
Oh, and that smile. How can I stay mad at a man with a smile like that?
Have him fill out your tax form for you. That'll do it.
What was that all about?
That woman thinks that Alice has been running around with her husband, Marion.
Marion? She must be one of those gay activists.
Honey, go help Mel tenderize the spaghetti.
Vera!
What, Mel?
What is this scribbling?
Oh, it's shorthand. I'm taking a course so I can write the orders faster. It says... grilled cheese inside a French.
You banana. How am I supposed to figure out what it says? I don't read shorthand.
You call me over and ask me.
I call you over every time you put in an order?
Sure. Oh, it'll save a lot of time.
Well, if it isn't Gregory Peck, only crinklier.
I know. I can't tell you how embarrassed I am.
Your wife always that jealous?
Well, as soon as she sees the dress, she goes crazy. Last week, she followed one of my orders around for 2 hours before she found out it was a Franciscan monk.
Poor woman.
I mean, I felt bad enough about putting you through the... I felt bad enough about putting you through the ringer this morning, and now this. I think I owe you more than an apology.
Well, Mr. Bartlett, if you're thinking of giving me the 48 DeSoto, forget it.
I tell you what, let me go over your husband's records again, and I'll go through it with a fine-tooth comb and see if I can come up with something, okay?
Are you kidding? That's terrific.
Good. I'll get right into it, and it'll take some time, but I'll drop off the records at your place about 8 o'clock tonight, okay?
Okay. Mr. Bartlett, yeah. I don't know how to thank you enough.
Perhaps you should thank my wife.
He's really a nice guy, huh? Must be awful to have a crazy, jealous wife chasing after you.
You telling me?
Hi. Come in.
Great news, Mrs. Hyatt. Great
really?
News.
Oh, yes. Sit down, won't you?
Great news.
What? I don't have to pay anything?
I think I got your tax liability down to $614.
Mr. Bartlett, I really appreciate what you're doing, but you might as well be saying $6,000.
That rough, huh?
Yes.
Well, let me take another look. Mrs. Hyatt, do you mind if I get comfortable?
No, would you like a drink?
Well, I'm not much of a drinker, but a teeny one will do.
Would you like a white wine?
Oh, that'll be fine.
Yes.
I can't tell you how much I appreciate this.
Well, it's the least I can do. I'm still so embarrassed about that incident with my wife. Where she gets those crazy ideas, I'll never know. Where is your little deduction?
Tommy, he's over at his friend Richie's for the night.
Really? I would have liked to have met the little tyke.
Well, I figure if I'm going to jail, he should start learning to live on his own. Yeah?
Thank you.
I hope it's not too much. Guess not.
You know, I'm surprised an attractive woman like yourself never remarried.
Oh, thank you. Well, maybe someday. I'm in no hurry.
Really? You know, a lot of people think of us taxmen as being cold and impersonal. They're like we were machines.
Well, I'll tell you, Mr. Bartlett.
Marion.
Marion, sure. When I first met you, you were a little impersonal.
Well, that's my job. Before six, I am. After dark, I become the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger.
I owe Silva. Here's to two human beings. Thank you.
Don't mention it.
Yes, let's take a look here. Yes, I see. That's all right. This is all right. That's fine. You know, it's awful quiet here. Must get awful lonely for a widow.
Some of the time. A lot of the time.
Really?
Go.
Lonely, huh? I'm sorry.
Not that lonely. There are three big guys live next door. They drop in a lot when they're not wrestling.
Oh, well, let me take another look at this return. Yes. Bingo! I think I can get your tax down to absolutely nothing. If you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
You know what they say. One hand washes the other.
And you've been running a laundromat. Listen, Marion.
Hey, Chuck.
Chuck? Listen, Mr. Bartlett, Marion, Chuck, all three of you. How is it that you were suddenly able to cancel the $614?
Oh, it's very simple, very simple. Your husband's truck is a capital asset. It was totally demolished. Therefore, it's a total write-off. And you owe absolutely nothing to the government.
You knew this all the time, didn't you?
Well, sure. If I said something about it sooner, we wouldn't have had this magic moment together.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
Oh, don't fight it. Alice, don't fight it. No, all my special audits start out this way. And in the end, the little ladies are grateful to Uncle Sam for bringing Big Chuck into their lives.
Listen, Tiger.
Tiger, I like that better than Chuck.
You think I'm gonna play footsie with you because you're... You do this a lot, don't you?
Well, you only go around once. Well? Is it a deal?
Chucky boy, I think you're going to have an experience you'll never forget.
Ah, be still, my foolish heart.
Perhaps I should close the drapes?
Yeah.
Whoa! Ah. I just saw your wife!
Where?
She must have followed you here. She was looking at the mailboxes. She probably wants to know what apartment I live in.
It can't be, Shirley. She's at a belly dancing class.
It looks like her. Does not look just like her?
Where?
Look! There, right there!
Stop! There.
Maybe you can deduct him.
Alice, don't leave me like this. How am I going to get home?
Yes, jog.
I can't. Not in my underwear.
Well, then give me your wife's phone number and I'll have her pick you up, huh?
I'm jogging.
Well, fair is fair. They take our shirts, I took his pants.
Fun.